Blogpost 3 of Ligaya, The Way of Joy. What is mindful eating and why is it so important? Mindful eating is a way to nourish the body consciously by paying attention to all of the senses, to the feelings in your body. Mindful eating is not a diet. It doesn't count calories, fat, protein, or carbohydrates. It's not judgmental. There is no guilt included. The purpose of mindful eating is not to lose weight or gain muscles. The purpose is to become more aware again of what we eat, when we eat, how we eat, and the amount we eat. Mindful eating is not only eating slowly and without distraction. It is eating with the right intention, giving the body what it deserves, what it needs, and enjoying and appreciating the food we take in and the effects it has on the body. Mindless eating habits and the problems which comes along with it. We live in a world where food is always available in abundance, if we're lucky. Our society is more and more cultivating a love-hate relationship with food. Some are consuming whatever comes in their way, without even thinking about the outcome and the effects in the body, and others are dividing the food in good or bad, in a sometimes very judgmental way. In both cases, guilt always comes along with it. We take more attention on the latest diet trends than on the food and its value itself. We get distracted by so many things. Do you find yourself in one of these situations of eating habits? TV and mobile phone. I prepare myself something to eat. Take my time and sit down, still thinking I'm very mindful today. I take the first bite and during I'm chewing, I grab my phone and I check my Insta feed or answer some WhatsApp messages because they are so important that I cannot wait till later. Another classic situation, pizza and a movie. No more words needed. Reading a book, newspaper, or a magazine. I enjoy my breakfast in the morning with a nice cup of coffee and a newspaper. And I'm getting all emotional because of the latest COVID-19 regulation news. Talking. We have friends over for dinner. We have very interesting conversation. A lot of laughters. Sometimes even emotional conversations. Another situation, I have a coffee date with my friend. We are enjoying coffee, tea, and cookies. And without even noticing, one cookie has become four plus the cake. Snacking, eating, and standing, or while walking. I walk through the kitchen, not even hungry. But oh, there's an apple. I could eat an apple. While eating the apple, I walk through the house. Another classic, the curious look into the fridge. Deep in the inside, I know that the fridge will look the same like 2 hours ago. But who knows? Maybe there's something more interesting now? Eating stressed. I wake up in the morning, super motivated for my morning run. I get home and realize there is only little time left before I have to leave the house. So now breakfast has to be a quick bite or even a breakfast to go. The outcome of mindless eating habits are showing their effects. For some people, these eating habits doesn't look so bad. What's wrong with reading a book while eating or having conversations? Well, the most common outcome of all of these mindless eating habits is overeating. We miss the point where the hunger, if there even has been hunger, is stilled. We don't listen to the body and its signs that we had enough. The focus is somewhere else, and suddenly we don't even realize how much we ate. The outcome of overeating is obviously overweight, up to obesity. When it comes to stressful eating situation, we start to chew really fast and little. So no wonder that so many people complain about digestive problems, like feeling bloated. But one major effect, which a lot of us don't even recognize, we cultivate emotional eating by getting emotional of the conversations we're having, by the news we are reading, by bringing stress and feelings on the table. This is why it is so important to be more mindful about our eating habits, to be more in the moment, to be more focused on the actual act of nourishing the body. Whenever you're wandering around in the kitchen searching for something, ask yourself first, how are you feeling? What are you really searching for? Is there a deeper feeling behind it? Dig into it. Whenever you catch yourself having dinner while watching the news about all the bad things happening in the world, check how you are changing your eating habits regarding to your emotions. Some of us may lose the appetite. Others might start binging chocolate. If we like to eat mindful, the process of eating, of nourishing the body, needs to get our full attention, all of our focus, like in meditation. As long as there is something around, we will never be able to provide this full attention. Whoever did a Vipassana or a silent retreat already probably knows the beauty of eating mindful. I remember my first meal in my first silent retreat. I first thought, oh, that's so weird. We are all sitting so close to each other, but it's so silent. But by the time I experienced the beauty of it, the beauty of giving my food and my body the attention and the appreciation it needs. I'm not saying we should always be alone while eating. I also do appreciate the company and the social part of enjoying a meal together. But I invite you to give it a try. Maybe take 2 meals out of 3 where you practice mindful eating. Easy ways to practice mindful eating. Here are some easy tips and tricks to cultivate mindful eating in life. First, ask yourself before, am I hungry right now? Why do I want to eat now? Second, do I have time to eat? I sit down and I take the time. Third, I focus on my food and I put away the phone, the laptop, the book, and I turn off the TV. Number 4, I prepare one beautiful plate. I look at my food and I see all the beautiful colors. Number 5, I smell my food and I notice all the different smells. Number 6, I chew and I notice all the different tastes of the food in my mouth. Number 7, I put down the fork or the spoon when my mouth is full and I only take it up again when my mouth is empty. Number 8, I eat until I'm full and satisfied. Number 9, I notice the effects of the food in my body. I notice the feelings and emotions in my body. And number 10, I am grateful for my food. I honor and appreciate my food. Eat with all of your senses and in consciousness. Enjoy your meal. Thank you for listening.